in either way.
I'd make a motion that we approve it.
Okay, got a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Presley, did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. The motion will read, motion to recommend approval of the application 22-009 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Benjamin Jimlin for the parcels located at parcel 20-3.0-07-004-001-006.001 at 1140 Ridgedale Road to be zoned from A1 zoning district to C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of the approval, please raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Then the second vote that we've got is if the Taney County Commission does approve the rezoning from A1 zoning district to C2 zoning district, then we would have a CUP vote to allow for the residential living quarters that would be in this proposed accommodation or building. So would anyone want to entertain a motion for or against?
So moved.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Motion carries. So good first step. So you've got May 23rd, 9 a.m. And if you guys want to head out, you're more than welcome to head on out.
Thanks, guys.
So next, we've got the rezone of Frontier Springs Property Group. Rezone one parcel located off Fall Creek Road.
Okay, this is your case number RZ2022-010. So Frontier Springs Property Group, LLC, is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, which is parcel number 18-1.0-12-003-001-001.000, which is approximately 16 acres located off Fall Creek Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for NR1, single family residential nightly rental district, for the ability to have or add 13 glamping sites, one clubhouse with general recreation and storm shelter with a bathroom and a three bedroom dwelling unit. As per the Taney County Assessor's information, the property is approximately 16 acres. With no structures on the property, property would be served by Missouri American Water for water and would connect to the City of Branson sewer for wastewater. So, again, turning your attention to the screen. Of course, this road right here is Fall Creek. You've got Lake Taney Como to the south. I've got the parcel highlighted. So if you see purple lines here, this side, and I think I've got the zoning layer, it's the City of Branson, and this side of that's the City of Branson. And there it is. So your gray is the incorporated area. Here's the proposed plan that was presented to the Planning Commission. Are the geodesic dome glamping cabins. That, I would turn it over to the applicant and their representative.
Good evening, members of the Planning Commission. I'm Todd Chandler, 231 Rock Point Drive, Walnut Shade. representing the applicant who's with me. I've got Eddie Pogosov with, go ahead.
Frontier Springs Property Group.
Scott, thank you for your explanation of the project. What my client would like to do, this is an undeveloped property currently with access to American Water for water and City of Branson for sewer to tie in the low-pressure sewer. Access for the development will be off of Fall Creek Road, so no connections to the adjacent subdivisions on the east and west side is being proposed. And as a matter of fact, we're actually going to vacate an easement as part of this project with that subdivision to the west. There's a grandfathered easement for that property, and since we're not proposing use of that access point, we are going to vacate that as a portion of this project. The intent is to construct nightly rental units to be owned and operated by Eddie and his wife, Emily, who's also here as well. So with that, you know, we'll definitely entertain any questions you may have.
The point of where you're wanting to put the entrance up in the corner.
It'd be the high point of Fall Creek Road right in this area.
Correct. Going east, you've got 206 feet, and going west, you have 212.
Mm-hmm.
And our road standards are 225 minimum on the county. If you go by the ash tow, it's 250. What did you have in mind, or have you looked at that?
We started parallel on that. We tried to find the best access point we possibly could. We may have to seek a variance for that through the Board of Adjustment. It's, you know, just part of it. I mean, Fall Creek Road is very challenging with the topography. So we tried to optimize it. There is an existing entrance down at the lower part of that drive. We want to get rid of that because that's obviously at a blind spot. So we'll work with you on final.
We both are, really. I mean, to be honest with you.
But
you consider using that other entrance that you were wanting to vacate if it gets approved?
Yeah, I think there would be one of the issues with that would be my clients have already gone kind of door to door around the neighbors to meet with them, talk about the project, and there were some concerns about having access through that subdivision development just because of the added traffic on the roads that are private roads maintained by the homeowners association. So there are some challenges from that perspective.
Any other questions for the applicant? Why don't we see if anyone's in the audience?
I have a question. Yes. Did you guys realize the entrance and the roads you're planning to
do? Sir, you have to speak to the Planning Commission. You'll get your chance. They're going to ask anybody.
Did you sign up to speak?
I did.
Okay. We're getting ready to do that part right now. So is there anyone wanting to speak on behalf of the applicant? We've got a couple. You want to go first, ma'am?
That's a next question. Yeah, next door to the house.
This is my first time. I've never done anything like this, so I'm a little bit nervous.
You'll do fine. Your name, ma'am?
We haven't lost one yet.
Noemi Cirillo? And I'm for it.
That's all right.
Ma'am, do you live in the area, or do you live in the area?
Yes, I live right over here.
Okay, in that subdivision?
Yes, the Woodlands.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Sir, do you want to come up and speak now?
Yes. Hi, yes. My name is Eugene Carter, and we residents on the Woodlands Estate.
I can show you. It's been surrounded all by residential areas, so River Bluff, another side is a country bluff, all the residential areas. And here's a small resort over there. And we'll leave some right on this side of the street. So all we'll be concerned is the entrance on this side. So it will be affected that we're quite enjoying the our life over there. So
is there an explanation about this? So what the allowance to how many trees they've been allowed to cut down by the Department of Natural Resources? Because we know the other side, which is in the Country Bluff Estate area, we know the previous developers, they've been allowed to only cut about 10 acres of the trees, and they violate the rules over there. They've done it three times more. So they've done a several violation with the Department of Natural Resources in the state of Missouri. So, and I do have some comments about the Fall Creek Road as well. Fall Creek Road is one of the streets local residents who don't live there in the connected areas just try to avoid driving in the dark time. Street not wide enough and only has two lanes, and school buses picking up and dropping children right on a
Fall Creek Road. It's actually everywhere. So we live here, we see it every day, different time of the day. School buses stop right by the neighborhood and pick up and drop the kids everywhere on the streets.
We see many times the drivers, they go over speed limit, because the speed limit over there, mostly in the road, is at 35 miles an hour, but certain areas about 25 miles an hour. And we've seen many times the drivers try to go pass by. They think somebody may be driving slow, you know, 30, you know, like in the speed limit. They go on the opposite side. So technically, we've seen many times it's been driving like front to front another vehicle. And it's a no law enforcement over there. We don't see anybody, any law enforcement over there last 5 to 10 years probably. Street has no lights. Fall Creek Road is very dangerous driving the nighttime, I want to say again, because it's no lights. It's many killed animals on this street every day, small and large, like a deer's or, you know, traffic safety, property surrounded by the low visibility curves. And actually, it's you always on the Fall Creek Road, if somebody noticed, you're always driving up and down the street, which is very low visibility for the drivers coming from the other side. Nightly rentals directly will most certainly increase the flow of traffic, potentially increase the crime in the community. I just have a short fact about some nightly rental crime happened across the United States. November 2019, mass shooting in the Airbnb in a small, wealthy community left 5 people dead. Residents across California Bay Area frustrated by the police response and the focus on the Airbnb policy rather than the victims. Local officials said the mansion party had been advertised on the social media, drawing at least 100 from across the Bay Area. Airbnb representative told reporters the listing for those houses banned parties, weapons, smoking, and marijuana. House owner told the San Francisco Chronicle the woman who rented claimed she was holding a family reunion for a dozen people, but there was a party for over 100 people over there. January 23, 2022, a Tulsa Police Department investigating a shooting early Sunday morning at the party held in an Airbnb. Police received multiple calls about shots heard in a home near Easton and Xenopon in West Tulsa around 3:45 a.m. Investigators say the house where the shooting happened was rented out as an Airbnb and several people were detained for questioning.
Sir, you're past your 4 minutes, so do you want to summarize?
Well, I would like to say the nightly rental, we live in the nice, quiet neighborhood over there surrounded by the residential area, and we're on the opposite side of building any nightly rentals over there, especially this is a residential area. We have working class people and retired people live around here. So technically, yes, we don't want any crime in the area.